Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, preparing to make a difference during October's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. That's next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. And welcome. Coming up on October 12th, it's Menominee's Unique Boutique Trunk Show. We're going to find out a lot more about it from Caitlin Cannon of the Allstate Agency, also based in Menominee.
It is hosted by the Mood Boutique, which is in downtown Menominee. It's in this wonderfully, beautifully done boutique that is absolutely gorgeous, filled with many fabulous, wonderful, beautiful things. And what is being done is we're actually having vendors come in who are local vendors who are also going to be selling their wares as well. So you're going to get a taste of all different types of things that are available in the Chippewa Valley that are made by local artisans.
So the benefit for the Bridge to Hope, what is that about?
The benefit for the Bridge to Hope is the secondary part of this. Basically, we're going to take 10% of the proceeds that we get from Mood Boutique. Veronica has gladly said that she would donate that. That is also going to be matched by the Caitlin Cannon Agency and the Allstate Foundation, as well as the Purple Purse Project, which is a huge mouthful. But then there's a second part to this. And the second part is that we are doing a collections drive. We are looking for gently used backpacks, purses, and suitcases. And we're looking for these items in particular because these items are not typically found at shelters. And the vast majority of people who are fleeing situations are fleeing with items in black garbage bags. And by giving them something to carry their items around in, retains a little bit of that dignity and respect and that compassion so that they are able to have something that they are proud of, and it's something that is just not really thought about and usually just isn't part of a shelter's ability to gather these things for them. Huh. So we are going to collect these, and I'm asking everybody just to clean out their closets and get some of those purses, get some of those backpacks, especially for some of those kids who are in those situations. So that they can have something that they can carry around too. And suitcases are so wonderful. And I'm sure people have them in the back of their closets or up in the attics. And the ones that you don't use, bring down because they will be used and they will be given a second life. And they will be so respected and so needed.
So the idea is to bring those on October 12th between 10 and 6 to the Mood Boutique. Is that right?
That is correct. But this radio station also has graciously put an area in the front of their, in the front of your lobby, and their boxes there to collect the items. So people who maybe can't come to the event, even though it's going to be absolutely fabulous and wonderful, but who can't maybe travel that far, we'd still like the collections and we'd still like that. So
yeah, so all sorts of people from Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, surrounding area, that boy, a drive over to Menominee is not convenient. You don't get there that often. Mm-hmm. Stop by our WWIBWOGO studios and drop off, again, recapping gently used purses, backpacks, and suitcases.
Exactly. Yes. And they're so needed. And we just don't want women carrying things in black garbage bags. It's hard enough to leave. Let's just give them a little bit of dignity to go along with this.
All right. So let's take a step back, Caitlin, and talk a little bit about the problem of domestic violence. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and one in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime.
That is absolutely true. One in four women will experience domestic violence. Every day, three women die in the United States due to domestic violence, and that number is underrated. 5 million children are witnesses to domestic violence during any given year. Domestic violence is the number one cause of homelessness. So these are some of the facts. Domestic violence is an issue that affects and impacts millions of people, but it's one of those things that it's really hard to talk about. It's kind of that hidden secret. And so what we have to do is we have to bring that into the light and get the conversations going.
you point out, and and this is sort of something that I haven't heard a whole lot about elsewhere, that in 99% of these instances where one in four women experience domestic violence, victims report financial abuse as one of the main reasons they stay in or return to an abusive relationship.
Exactly.
What is financial abuse?
Financial abuse is taking control of the money, not allowing a woman or a person to have a job or interfering with that, taking the money, using the money, racking up debt, all different types of things, really controlling the money and everything else like that. And then when a woman leaves, that money is gone.
So this is a huge area where the Allstate Foundation has really gotten involved. I see in the last 15 years, Allstate Foundation Purple Purse has invested more than $60 million and trained nearly 11,000 advocates to help over 1.3 million survivors to take steps toward financial independence. So it seems Allstate, the foundation, really spotlighting this financial abuse and saying, hey, we're going to make a difference here.
That's exactly what it is. The Purple Purse is a huge part of Allstate. Allstate cares about communities. Allstate really wants to help victims and survivors of domestic abuse. And this is one way that they do it. And it is by education. It is by compassion. It is by dignity. It is by all of these different things.
What are some of the signs of domestic violence?
Domestic violence is a pattern of coercive controlling behavior that can include many different things. Physical abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, sexual abuse, and financial abuse. Many signs of domestic violence can be difficult to recognize. Sometimes you get hurt on the inside and the scars aren't shown on the outside. And those scars are there. And by finding an organization who can help you heal those scars is so amazing and so wonderful. Every county's got an area where that can happen. There are national hotlines where you can start to go down that path of recovery and realizing that these different things are not love. And there's many reasons why women don't leave and why they stay. It could be housing. It could be money. It could be fear. It could be shame, children, lack of employment, and fear of the escalation of abuse.
It's interesting to note, though, Caitlin, that financial abuse is one of the least known but one of the most powerful tactics to keep a domestic violence victim from leaving a relationship.
It is. And there's a lot of people out there who say, why don't they just leave? And the fact is that they can't. There is that financial abuse part of it. Their spending is tightly monitored. They are not given money. There is no money to rent another place. Then they become homeless. Or they give them a small allowance. They put their job in jeopardy. They try to isolate people. They will run up debts and have their credit ruined by their partner. And the partner makes all the major budgeting decisions and basically leaves the abusee out of any kind of the conversations or the ability to function.
Caitlin Cannon, what about if you suspect someone is being abused? What should you do? How would you initiate a conversation?
Really just be non-judgmental and listen, because what they're telling you is true. And at the start of it, they're going to tell you some things, but you have to understand their conversation is like an iceberg. They're going to tell you the top part of it, but there is so much underneath. And what you have to really do in that situation is completely believe them, because that is what they need. And then you need to ask them, what can I do to help you? How can we help you together? What would you like to do? Offer support without judgment or criticism. And also you have to, within their respect, their decision, even when you don't agree. You need to be helpful, not hurtful. They're the ones who are going through the emotions. You can empathize with that, but it's ultimately their choice. On average, it will take at least 10 times for a woman to leave a situation like this. Yes, there are women who are in situations and they will leave at the first sign of that, but there are women who will stay for years, decades, and just be listened to them.
All right, Caitlin, what about if you do suspect someone is being abusive? Then what should you do?
Then you have to be brave. You have to draw attention to it. And you have to start by pointing out that their behavior, the different behaviors that you have noticed, they might not even be aware of what they're doing or realize that others see it too. Some people are very good at hiding it. Others aren't. But tell them what you think. Let them know that they are hurting their partner and their actions could be detrimental to their relationship with others, including yourself. And for those kind of people, there is help for them as well. But bringing it to the attention and saying, I recognize what you're doing and I realize what you're doing and it is wrong, will help start conversations.
If you're concerned about your safety or the safety of someone you care about, you can contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. We'll give that number again at the end of the broadcast. So with that information about domestic violence, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We again want to point people's attention to October 12th. It's Menominee's Unique Boutique Trunk Show from 10 a.m. to 6 in the evening, hosted by the Mood Boutique at 230 Main Street East in Menominee, with Caitlin Cannon, our guest from the Allstate agency there in Menominee. So again, highlight for people what's going on October 12th and tie in what they can do here, the drop-off point at WWIB and WOGL Radio.
Okay. Along with that absolutely fabulous shopping event and trunk show, which is a collection of vendors who will also be selling at the wonderful, beautiful Mood Boutique. October 12th at Mood Boutique, we shall be hosting a wonderful event. Mood Boutique is wonderful. It's full of beautiful, fabulous items. And there also will be a trunk show, which is featuring local artists and artisans selling their unique and fun wares and local wares. And this is a collection where 10% of the proceeds from the sales will be given to the Bridge to Hope. And this will be matched by Caitlin Cannon and the Allstate Foundation.
Well, Caitlin, thank you for that. Thank you for your generosity and your support in calling attention and providing support. In addition to that, there's, of course, we've mentioned it already, the benefit for the Bridge to Hope and the donation drive for the Purple Person. That's how we're involved here at Wibwogo Radio, right?
Exactly. So I am pleading with people to collect items that are very much needed by survivors of domestic violence and abuse. We need gently used backpacks, purses, and suitcases. These items can drastically help with self-esteem and are a critical component to retaining dignity. Most people leave situations with items in black garbage bags. Let's change that. Let's change that together.
So, again, around your house, you may have some purses, backpacks, suitcases that haven't been used for a while. If you haven't used them in the last year or two, maybe you're not going to use them. So drop them by here at our studios, WWIB, WOGO Radio, 2396 Halley Road, Chippewa Falls, again, 54729. But stop by and see us and drop those off and get them here by when, Caitlin?
October 12th.
Okay.
Would be lovely. And also, if you'd like to drop them off earlier, I'm available in Menominee as well. You can contact me. My telephone number is 715-309-5413. So that whole first week leading up to the event, I'll be there to collect those things. And then all of them will be brought down to the Mood Boutique, where we shall show what a difference we can make as a community caring together.
And what's your address in Menominee as well?
My address is 815 6th Avenue East in Menominee.
And that's your office?
That's my office there, sure. Yes.
Caitlin, thank you so much. Again, thank you so much for helping us put the spotlight on domestic violence during this Awareness Month and also highlighting the events going on October 12th at the Mood Boutique, 230 Main Street East in Menominee.
It's been absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for having me and and letting me talk about this absolutely wonderful, great event.
Again,
let's help stop domestic violence.
Again, as we said earlier in the broadcast, if you know someone who you suspect someone is being abused or you suspect someone is being abusive, you can get help for either right now. Call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Thanks to Caitlin Cannon from the Caitlin Cannon Allstate Agency in Menominee for joining us and helping us put the spotlight on domestic violence on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Find our podcast at WWIB.com. I'm Mark Halverson.